let's talk about supplementation. But before we get into it, before I show you all the things that I use, sometimes I use a little more, sometimes I use a little less. Before we get into that, I have to say, you should not worry about supplements unless every other area of your training, your lifestyle is on point. Supplements are just the icing on the cake. But if you're like me, you always want to get that extra edge. There's a few things that you can put into your body that you can take that are actually going to benefit you. But do not do those things if you cannot be consistent with your nutrition, if you cannot be consistent with your training, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not drinking enough water. Because guess what? None of these supplements are going to work for you. You have to have the other pieces in place. So if you can promise to do those other things before you start taking any of these, then we can move forward. So I'm going to show you what I have in here. It's a little overwhelming to see everything, but let's open it up. I'll go through it one thing at a time. Okay, so you can see I have lots of stuff in here. I'm trying, and at certain points I've had more. I'm trying to use less and less and really just get it down to the bare essentials. So let's just start with vitamins. Okay, so there's a few vitamins that you should take. Let me go through them. I'll show you the ones that I do take regularly. So, potassium, zinc, and magnesium. These are for recovery. These are to help your muscles recover faster. They also will help you avoid cramping because, again, cramping usually comes down to a lack of minerals. Yes, hydration is very important, but it's usually not that you're crazy out of shape. That does play an effect to a certain degree. It's usually that we do not have certain minerals from our diet, or we sweat it out too much. So the more you're sweating, the more likely you are to cramp. These things are going to help prevent that. You've heard potassium helps. Eat a banana before you play. Well, this is a bunch of bananas packed into here. But also muscle stiffness, muscle soreness, this will help you with your recovery as well. Zinc, same effects, similar. And magnesium. So I take those mainly for recovery. Now, with all vitamins, you have to be consistent. You can't just take a pill one day. You can't just say, oh, I'm sore today, and take a pill and then it's gonna solve your problems. That's not how vitamins work. Vitamins have to be consistent. They have to build up in your system to create the benefits that you want. But I take those, magnesium, potassium, and zinc, to help with recovery, to help with muscle soreness and stiffness, and to avoid cramping. Okay, let's put these back. Digestive enzyme. So I take a digestive enzyme after I eat food. And most of these I take with a meal of food. It's better to take vitamins with a source of fat. I don't know the exact science, but it makes it more likely that you're going to absorb it. In all honesty, I don't know if we completely absorb all these vitamins. Some people say you don't absorb anything at all. Some people say you absorb it all. It's probably somewhere in the middle, and it probably depends on the quality of the vitamin as well. So taking it with a source of fat, so just like we talked about those healthy fats in the nutrition modules, avocado, coconut oil, some olive oil, like you don't have to take it with the vitamin, but if you had a meal that had fat in it, it's going to help you absorb those vitamins more efficiently. So this one I take after eating, and this is to help with the digestive process, help me to break food down more efficiently, to make it easier on my gut. So you can take a digestive enzyme. Your body produces these enzymes naturally. So most of these things your body produces. Most of them your body produces a lot of these. Maybe it doesn't produce enough. You get some of these vitamins from your diet, but that's what supplementation is. You're not getting these certain minerals and vitamins from your diet, so you need to supplement to get your levels up to par. So digestive enzyme, I take that after meals to help with digestion. CoQ10. So let me So let me get this one out of the way. Biotin, I just take this one for, this one isn't specific to sports performance. This is just for hair. And I mean, I take it to help grow my hair. I'm getting older, my hair is thinning. So it promotes hair growth. It promotes healthy skin. It helps, it promotes nail growth. Not that I care about nail growth, but I take it for the hair growth. So biotin. If you're balding or losing your hair, you can take some of that to help slow down the process or get some hair back. So now I'll talk about some vitamins I take for energy specifically. So these I don't really take. I won't talk about those. You can take a probiotic to help with gut health, to help with digestion, overall health, immunity. But I don't know how effective they are. Like this says 10 billion cultures. Apparently you need like 500 billion cultures. And also your body, your gut produces probiotics naturally. Prebiotic, probiotic. See, I don't really know the science, so I can't tell you exactly. But you've heard that probiotics are good for your gut. Probiotics help with digestion and overall health. You probably need like 500 billion cultures. And the thing with probiotics is you have to keep taking them. Your body produces certain ones naturally, but if you're taking a supplement like this, it doesn't have all the different cultures. Like here, it's only a few strands of cultures, but again, I won't go into the science of that because I don't know it well enough to explain it to you. But I do take a probiotic, and you can take one as well. But again, really, if you like a few of these, try to take the absolute minimum. So I have this Rodelia here. And I only take that one when I'm like really need a boost of energy. But these I take on a consistent basis for energy production. So I used to take a B12 supplement. This is a B complex. So there's lots of B vitamins, and B vitamins are related to energy. As it says here, optimal ratio, energy support. So I used to take, this one does have B12 in it. I used to take also a B12 supplement, but because I have the nutritional yeast in my diet, it's got like 800% of your daily intake of B12, so I don't feel like I need a B12 supplement. But this one hits some of the other B vitamins, B6, B1, B2. So I take this B complex. This is for energy support. The CoQ10. This is for heart health. It's been proven to help with cardiovascular endurance. A lot of endurance athletes and older athletes take it. So it says, heart health prevents migraines. Not that that's a concern of me, but coenzyme Q10. So CoQ10 is a supplement I take for energy, for heart health, for endurance, for stamina. Vitamin D. So you've heard that vitamin D, you may have heard that vitamin D is good for bone health, which is true. You get vitamin D from the sun. Unfortunately, if you live in a climate like this where it's winter 6 months of the year, you don't get as much sun because you're not out as often. So a vitamin D supplement is good for anyone who's not getting outside like 3 hours a day in sunshine. So I take three of these. So that's about 3,000 IUs. It's recommended you can take up to 4,000, but I try to get outside as much as possible, even in the winter. So I take that vitamin D. Again, this one is for energy. That helps with your energy. And then the Rodelia. So as I said, the Rodelia, I don't take that often. The only time I really take it is if I'm like, I really want to get up for a game, or I'm playing in a tournament and I've played like 3 games in one day. So I'll take a little extra boost. And with all these, especially the herbs, so I Rodelia, and I had a ginseng supplement, but I take a ginseng tea. The ginseng supplement that is like this is more powerful than the tea. It's like a little capsule. But the ginseng and the Rodelia supplement, I really notice that. Like I'll take it, and because I don't take it very often, after the game I'll come home and I won't be able to sleep because my body's just, it's boosted. It doesn't want to turn off. So I noticed that it really has a strong effect. This one says supports mental stamina, so that makes sense. It really increases your mental clarity, your mental alertness, but also Rodelia has been proven to increase energy levels and help with stamina. So like I said, I would only take this if it was in a tournament and I had like 6 games in 2 days or something like that, and I just wanted something to keep me going. I might use this to my advantage. So Rhodelia. And you can search Rhodelia. Rhodelia is a natural herb. All these things are either naturally produced in your body or they are natural herbs from the earth, okay? Anything I have here, it's not chemical. Like, yes, these are, let's go into the supplements here. And I'll talk about the cleanliness, making sure that the supplements that you do take are as clean as possible. That means no added sugars, no unnecessary chemicals. Just give me the actual hormone or give me the actual amino acid. Don't give me any sugars. Don't give me any additional chemicals, non-medical ingredients. Make sure that you're reading the labels. We'll go into more detail about that. But you want to do it as clean as possible. Okay, so magnesium, potassium, zinc for recovery, biotin for hair, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, vitamin D, and a B complex, a B vitamin complex for energy. And then I take a melatonin to help with sleep. So melatonin is a hormone that your body produces naturally. If you're not getting good sleep quality, maybe your body's not producing as much melatonin. A lot of things can contribute to that. We'll talk about that in the sleep module. But blue light, being on your cell phone or watching computer or TV screen right before bed, kind of shuts off your melatonin production. So regardless, I like to take one of these. As it says, quick dissolve, fall asleep, stay asleep. So this helps you get into a deeper state of sleep right away. Again, a hormone that your body produces naturally. This is just giving you a little extra and making sure that you're up to point. And 1 milligram is recommended for continuous use. So if you're taking it every day, 1 milligram. You can get these in 1 milligram. I've even seen up to 10 milligram, 2 milligram, 5 milligram. These are just 1 milligram capsules. And for some people, even 0.5 of a milligram is probably enough. So 1 milligram to 0.5 or 0.5 milligram, if you're going to take this daily, it's going to help you get better sleep, melatonin. Here are a few. We don't really need to go into these too much. This is healthy colon. So if I kind of want to do a cleanse, like I ate a bunch of bad food, or I just didn't feel too healthy, or I was congested or constipated. Not that really happens to me anymore because my diet's so on point with all the plant-based foods and all the fiber that I get from all the leafy greens, fruits, and vegetables. But if you want to cleanse your colon, something like this, you just take it and mix it with some water, and it helps you have a few bowel movements if you're a little backed up. Spirulina, this is algae. I put these in my smoothie. So this is algae, very lots of health benefits to this. As I said in the nutritional videos, spirulina, algae, seaweeds. These are the most protein-dense foods per calorie on the planet. And not just protein, a lot of good things come with this. But I put this in omega-3s as well. I put this in my smoothies. Just this collagen here. I take this collagen. So this isn't vegan. This is from beef. Yep. Hydrolyzed collagen from bovine, which is a cow. So collagen, once you hit like 25, it's probably different for everyone, but once you get into your 20s, 30s, definitely you stop producing collagen. And collagen is the things, I don't know exactly what collagen is, but it keeps your skin tight. It keeps your joints connected. It's the connective tissue between your muscles and your joints and your tendons. So if you have like really weak knees or weak joints, it usually comes down to a lack of collagen. Obviously other things can contribute to that, but having more collagen in your diet can help. So you'll get collagen if you're eating fish, lots of healthy fish, healthy fats, fatty fishes, beef, bone broth, things like that are gonna have collagen in it. And collagen is a form of protein, but it's something that has come up in my research, and I decided, hey, I'm not really getting this from a vegan diet, so I'm gonna just supplement with this a little bit. So that's something to put in mind. But if you're getting a little older and you're feeling stiff and sore, I would recommend trying out some collagen, see how that works for you. And collagen will also help with hair production as well. And the tightness and the healthiness of your skin, it's been proven to increase that as well. So you may want to get some collagen in your diet. If you're really young right now, like 14 in your teens, you definitely don't need collagen because your body is still producing it. When you get older, for some reason, it shuts off. I don't know the science. Again, this is just what I've come across in my research, so I decided to put it in my diet. These we went through. This is a turmeric powder. I just put that in my smoothies, similar to the turmeric tea you saw on the hydration module. This helps with reducing inflammation. So if you're really sore, really stiff after workouts and just helping with general recovery, turmeric is good to have in your diet. I put that in my smoothies. It's a natural herb, a root, ground down into a powder. Flaxseed, hemp seed, you've already seen those. Those help with, I use it for the omega-3s, but also a good source of protein there. Ashwagandha powder. Apparently this is the male testosterone powder of the gods, something like that they call it. But I started putting that in my diet. So for energy, for testosterone, you want testosterone high. Obviously you've heard that too, for muscle building, for muscle growth, but also for general health, for energy, for recovery. So testosterone is important. Obviously I'm not like most bodybuilders, testosterone obsessed, but having lots of healthy fats in your diet will help with testosterone, weightlifting, having regular exercise, having a healthy, clean diet. It's all going to help with testosterone. If you're eating a lot of fast food, junk food, you're not getting enough sleep, you're stressed out, you smoke cigarettes, you drink lots of alcohol, that's all going to reduce your testosterone. It's going to inhibit your ability to build muscle efficiently, to recover faster, to have good energy. Ashwagandha is going to help increase that and other health benefits to it. Relatively no calorie, no protein in this. It's more of the hormonal effect from taking ashwagandha. This is an organic beetroot powder. And these are kind of nutritional things. I put these in the smoothies. I also usually put this in my pre-workout drink, my pre-game drink. I forgot to put it in when I did it in the original tutorial, but beetroot has been proven to increase nitric oxide production, which is basically your the oxygen produced in your muscles. So the more oxygen you have in your muscles, the better they'll operate, so you won't get tired as quickly, is basically the idea. So endurance athletes use it a lot. Beetroot powder is something pretty cool. I put it in my smoothies and I put it in my pregame drink. So that's cool. Did it say anything? Okay. So let's move into these supplements because I think this is really what a lot of people are interested in. And these are kind of basic things like vitamins and these powders that I put in my drinks. These are more nutritional things. These are just making sure that your vitamin levels, vitamin levels, and mineral levels are on point because those things affect your energy levels, especially. If you have like certain things like your iron's not high enough because of the diet that you're eating or you don't have enough B vitamins, like you're going to feel tired and you won't really know why. It's because these certain vitamins are not on point. Now, realistically, I should be doing blood tests to get these things. I've just gone through my research and these things come up and they're recommended. And they've come up again and again. So I'm like, okay, I should probably have this as part of my supplement routine regardless. But realistically, we should be getting blood tests because a blood test will tell you right away, hey, you're deficient in iron, you're deficient in B vitamins, you're deficient in magnesium and zinc. You should get these things into your diet. So if you can, do a blood test. If you can't, you're still doing your research, try to decide which are the best vitamins for you. Now, this is more sports supplementation and muscle building. So let's get into this. This stuff is great. This stuff can be helpful as well, but do not take this stuff. It's not going to make you blow up. It's not going to give you gains. It's not going to make you ripped if you don't have the other stuff on point. So a lot of people think, hey, I'm just going to take some creatine and then I'm going to be jacked. No, your training has to stimulate muscle growth. Your nutrition has to provide the proper nutrients for you to grow. And then if you put these supplements on top of it, then you're going to get that little extra edge. You're going to see those gains a little bit faster. Okay, so that's how supplements work. It's supplementation. It's not replacement. It's not nutrition replacement. It's nutrition supplementation. So to add a little extra the little things that you're missing, you're not getting in your diet. Okay, let's start with these. These are the Vegas that I take. So Vega is an all natural vegan brand, but even if you're not vegan, it's great to take if you want. This one is for energy. So I take this before games. I don't do this before workouts. I try to take this as rarely as often, because with all herbs, the more often you take them, the less efficient they are. So, but still, I probably take this like 3-4 times a week. Sometimes I won't take it before practices. I usually always take it before games just because I want that energy boost. But all natural, no added sugars, no artificial sugars. And in here it's coconut oil powder, yerba mate, devil's claw, green tea, rhodiola, ginseng, sodium, turmeric, potassium, ginger. Okay, so all things proven to increase energy, natural form of energy is basically what this is in a powder. Acai berry flavored, and I take it and I notice it gives me a little boost. Then after games I would take the recovery, again all natural. What's in here? Yellow pea protein, organic maca, glucosamine, arginine sprouted, whole grain, potassium chloride, devil's claw, sodium, astragalus, cayenne, magnesium, thiam, zinc, vitamin A, biotin, riboflavin. Okay, so they put a blend together which is supposed to help you recover as quickly as possible. Again, for me, it's all natural and I'm trying to do everything I can to recover, especially now that I'm getting older. But saying that, my recovery is better. Like I feel better, I recover way faster. Obviously these things help, but most importantly, it's my recovery techniques, it's my nutrition, it's my quality of sleep, it's my diet. Very clean diet, very low inflammatory diet, all plant-based. Not a lot of, if you're eating a lot of animal products, if you're eating a lot of dairies and cheeses, you're eating a lot of grains, you're eating a lot of wheat, this is like, you can eat those things if you want, but you have to have the proportions right. You need those vegetables and leafy greens to balance out the acidity of the animal products and all the heavy grains. Because you can eat those things, but they are very inflammatory, meaning they're inflaming your body. That's why you feel stiff and you feel sore all the time. So if you're going to eat those things, make sure you balance them out with the healthy plant-based foods. The reason I feel so good is, this is my belief and other people would claim this as well, is because it's a very plant-based diet, very low inflammation diet, which allows you to recover and not get as sore. So I would take this one after games if I wanted to recover quickly. And I have to say, with the supplements, I don't take the supplements at all. The only one I would take is the Energizer one and the electrolytes. I'll show you the electrolytes. This is another Vega product. It's electrolyte hydrator. And again, this one is basically to keep you energetic, keep your energy up while you're playing. So intra-supplementation while you're training. And really to help you avoid cramping. That's why most people take electrolytes, to keep their energy up and to avoid cramping. And I used to cramp a lot when I was younger. And even in my early 20s, my diet's changed and there's so many things that I've incorporated. So I can't say exactly this is it, but this definitely helps, as well as getting some salt. I'll talk about salt as well. But in here, this is all the minerals that you sweat out. This one helps you stop from sweating them out. So calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, chromium, chloride. Okay? And again, zero calories. Take this while I'm playing. So put that in my drink while I'm playing. As I was saying, I'll only take, if I'm trying to cut weight, I'm trying to get leaner, I'm trying to lose weight, get lighter, I'll only take these. I won't take any of these other supplements. And realistically, that is like most of the time. Because I like being really light. Like obviously you want to be healthy. I'm still getting good food into my system. I'm still like being smart with it. I'm not starving myself other than the days that I fast. But when I'm getting leaner, I don't take these because these have an effect on your insulin. They have an effect on certain hormones, which are going to stop you from burning fat, stop you from losing weight. These are here to help you promote muscle, to gain size, to gain mass, to maintain your muscle. So if I'm trying to get leaner, these I'll still be able to do it with these, but it won't happen as quickly. So I only take these when I'm trying to maintain weight or trying to put on muscle and trying to put on size. Maybe it was like off season, or I don't really have an off season. Maybe I had like a couple weeks where I didn't have soccer and I was like, okay, I'm just going to train my legs and I'm trying to try to put on as much size as possible. Then I would really focus on taking these. Or I was at a comfortable weight where I was like, hey, this is healthy. This is where I want to stay. Let's maintain. Now we can add these other supplements. That's the only other time I would take these. So even though I have these and it looks totally overwhelming, I don't take these all the time. And that means when I do take them, they're that much more efficient. So saying that, you saw the Vega ones, the energy, the accelerator, the energy, the recovery, and the electrolytes. Okay, let's get into supplementation. So if you've ever studied bodybuilding, you're gonna recognize some of these. Let's start with the BCAAs. So branched chain amino acids, this helps with protein synthesis, which means your body's ability to take a protein and use it more efficiently, and also to maintain muscle, to utilize free protein in the body while you're not eating food. So if you don't have protein coming in, simply taking this can help with protein synthesis because these are branched chain amino acids. Amino acids come from food. So you eat, let's say you eat, if you're a meat eater, you eat a piece of steak or eat a piece of chicken, this has amino acids in it. So do plant proteins. They have different amino acids. Some have more than others, but the protein, the amino acids are what make up the protein. I hope I'm accurate on that. I don't know if I'm absolutely right, but protein is made up of amino acids. And when you're eating protein, you're trying to get leucine, you're trying to get valine, you're trying to get isoleucine. These are the main branch chain amino acids. So there's essential amino acids and there's branch chain amino acids, but you don't really need to know the science of it. If you are trying to build as much muscle as possible, these can be helpful. So I would take these before training, after training, before game, after game. It's good around training is how most people use it. So branched chain aminos, and you could also take it in the morning, you could take it at night. So it's best to break it up and use it like that throughout the day. Do your own research though, but I do use branched chain amino acids from time to time. It helps build muscle, helps maintain muscle. That's what you need to know. Creatine. So creatine, your body naturally produces creatine. However, the more creatine you have in your system, and I should be careful saying that, you don't want to take too much creatine. It will result in muscle cramping. Creatine, I think the science of it is somehow it absorbs water and puts it into your muscles. Some people would say like if you take creatine, your muscles are fake, but your muscles are bigger. But creatine will make your muscles bigger if you're training properly, your nutrition's on point. Creatine comes in, I don't know what plant source creatine comes from, but creatine is naturally produced in the body. Creatine also comes in red meat. So if you're eating a lot of red meat, you are getting a good source of creatine. If not, you may want to think about a creatine supplementation. It will help you gain muscle and maintain muscle, build muscle. And it's also been proven to increase power output. So to make you stronger, to make you more explosive, whether that's in the gym or on the field. So creatine can do that for you. And again, if I was taking this, like I wasn't trying to cut weight, I was at a happy weight where I was trying to build muscle, put on size, then I would take creatine before training, after training, before game, after game. So creatine supplementation. Glutamine. Glutamine helps with recovery. So assists in muscle cell repair. I should just read what these say. Creatine, dietary supplement for improved athletic performance. Yep. Branched chain amino acids. Creatine assists in muscle cell repair, supports immunity. So, glutamine. Glutamine helps with muscle recovery. So if you have a workout, you want to recover quicker, you take some glutamine. If you're an athlete, you're training, you're really sore, you had a hard workout, a hard training session, you can take some glutamine after to speed up the recovery process. So glutamine is a supplement you can take to help with recovery. Something I would take definitely if I was in a tournament, I was playing multiple games, I wanted to recover as quickly as possible, I would take glutamine. Citrulline. This is something you could take for pre-workout to increase nitric oxide in the muscles. So remember I was talking about the beetroot powder. It increases oxygen, blood flow to the muscles, so many supplements. Citrulline does the same thing. So I take citrulline before my muscle building workouts because I want to get more blood, more oxygen into the muscle. It gives you a bigger pump is basically what they say. So all of these things, beta-alanine has a similar effect, increases strength and power, boosts muscular endurance, train with greater intensity. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I would stick to branched chain aminos, creatine, glutamine for recovery, and citrulline pre-workout to give you a good pump, get more oxygen, more blood into the muscle. That's more of a bodybuilding thing. If you're looking to change your body composition and build more muscle, citrulline before workout. But if you look at all these, so you can go into a supplement store and you can buy branched chain aminos, but a lot of them, or you can buy all of these, you can buy citrulline, you can buy a creatine, you can get a glutamine, you can get branched chain aminos, but a lot of them will come with added sugars, with added chemicals. So you want to read on the back and you want to see, hey, am I getting like flavoring? Am I getting coloring? Am I getting chemicals? Or the only non-medical ingredient in here is lectin, and that's like a sunflower lectin that's usually used to bind the powders together. It's something to do with the process of making powdered product. But everything else in here is just branched chain aminos, okay? But I could go in there, there'd be 10 other different bottles, and I picked out this one specifically. I went through all of them because this is just pure supplement that I want, just pure supplement. No added sugars, no colorings, no chemicals, no caffeine, no added stuff. Just give me the basic stuff, keep it as pure as possible. Now, does it taste as good as the fake sugared ones? No, of course not. But it's better for me, okay? So if I am gonna take a supplement, I'm gonna try to do it in the purest form possible. That's the mentality I want you to have. Because you can go, and a lot of people take like pre-workout for the gym, and the stuff in there is scary. Sometimes it's like 1,000 milligrams of caffeine, taurine, 20 grams of sugar. So yeah, it's gonna pump you up. It's full of sugar and unnecessary amounts of caffeine. That's why you feel so pumped up and crazy after you take it. But it's not good for your heart. It's not good for your body. So if you are picking supplements, I encourage you to do it in the purest way possible. And again, make sure that everything else is on point. Supplements are just the icing on the cake. So I take vitamins, I take these supplements periodically. I do use these, I really like these because again, these are natural herbs. This is just like good nutrition in a bottle, in a powder form. So I take those and I try to add all these things to get the results that I want, whether that's faster recovery, better muscle building, maintaining muscle mass, increasing athletic performance. That's why we take supplements, to get better results. So hopefully that gave you an insight. Again, I'm just giving you the truth on what I take and what I put into my body. All of these, you're allowed to take these. If you're playing at collegiate level, just double check, but I'm pretty sure you're allowed to take creatine and branched chain amino acids. Most colleges like give it to their athletes before and after games. So just double check to make sure that they're all on the allowed substance list, but they should be because most of these are hormones and chemicals that are produced naturally in your body. Okay, I think that's all I want to say about supplementation. Let me close this.